For generations, women with minds that process the world differently have been misunderstood, misdiagnosed, or simply missed altogether. Divergent Mind illuminates how conditions like autism, ADHD, and sensory processing differences manifest uniquely in women, often hidden behind socially acceptable masks. This isn't just another book about disorders. It's a radical reframing that asks, what if these differences aren't deficits, but variations in human neurology that come with their own gifts? What if society's problem isn't these divergent minds, but rather our narrow definition of normal? Throughout history, women's psychological differences have been dismissed as hysteria, weakness, or madness. Even today, the diagnostic criteria for conditions like autism and ADHD remain heavily biased toward male presentation patterns. The cost of this misunderstanding is immense. Countless women spend decades believing something is fundamentally wrong with them, receiving diagnoses of anxiety or depression that address only the symptoms of their unrecognized neurodivergence. Imagine spending every day translating yourself into a language that doesn't quite capture your experience. The exhaustion is profound. One woman described it as wearing a human suit that never quite fits right. This constant masking leads to burnout, identity confusion, and a deep sense of alienation, all because we've failed to recognize that these minds aren't broken, just different. Approximately 20% of people are highly sensitive persons, experiencing the world with greater intensity and depth than others. This sensitivity, often connected to neurodivergent conditions like autism and ADHD, allows them to perceive layers of reality others miss. I can walk into a room and immediately sense the emotional temperature, explains Sherry, whose sensitivity helps her detect subtle patterns others overlook. Lissa Rankin, founder of the Whole Health Medicine Institute, challenges the medical establishment's emphasis on detachment, arguing that sensitivity is essential to good medicine. Neurodivergent individuals experience the world differently through their senses. Cece Hart's synesthesia allows her to see letters as colors, while actress Katherine Renee Thomas describes her misophonia, an intense reaction to specific sounds, as triggering immediate fight or flight responses. These sensory differences explain behaviors often misinterpreted as social problems, such as avoiding crowded spaces or refusing certain clothing. For decades, autism and ADHD were considered male conditions, with diagnostic criteria based on male presentations. Consequently, many women went undiagnosed, their struggles often misattributed to anxiety or depression. Astrophysicist Sarah Seeger, a MacArthur Fellow, describes persistent challenges with social interactions. "I've always felt like I was from another planet," she reflects. "Finding out about autism helped me understand why." Women with ADHD typically present differently than the hyperactive male stereotype. Often, they're smart girls who excel academically but struggle with executive function, hyper-focusing on interests while finding daily tasks overwhelming. "I can focus intensely on research for hours," explains Stephanie, a postdoc with ADHD, "but then completely forget to pay bills or buy groceries." The impact of late diagnosis is significant. Many women spend years believing they're flawed, developing complex masks to hide their differences. Isabel recognized her neurodivergence only after her son's diagnosis. "It was like looking in a mirror," she recalls. "Suddenly, my entire life made sense." Growing recognition of these gender differences marks a crucial shift, moving from forcing women to fit neurotypical expectations toward creating spaces where different neurological styles can thrive. For neurodivergent individuals, environments critically impact well-being and functionality. Architect Ki Jung Jun, after learning about autism, shifted to designing sensory-friendly spaces that support different neurological needs. "Architecture isn't just about aesthetics," Jun explains. "It's about creating environments that support how different brains process information." This extends to relationships, where neurodivergent individuals often thrive in partnerships honoring their processing styles. Denise and Tim's contrasting sensitivities create balance, while Isabel and Dan connected through shared neurodivergence, building a life of creativity and acceptance. Therapist Mendez, who specializes in neurodivergent relationships, emphasizes understanding different communication styles and sensory needs. She notes that many conflicts arise when neurological differences are mistaken for lack of care. Creating accommodating environments isn't special treatment. It's recognizing that nervous systems interact differently with spaces. The principles that work for neurodivergent individuals, clear communication, reduced sensory clutter, and respect for different processing styles, ultimately benefit everyone. The traditional workplace often demands conformity that challenges neurodivergent individuals. Yet these same minds bring valuable gifts like pattern recognition, hyperfocus, and creative problem solving. Job interviews are particularly difficult, requiring neurodivergent individuals to mask their true selves in exhausting performances of neurotypicality, going beyond typical interview preparation to essentially playing a different person. Leaders like Silke Miasniks at Adobe demonstrate how neurodivergent traits can become professional assets. "My ADHD isn't a disability at Adobe. It's my superpower," she explains, noting her unique ability to spot connections others miss. Similarly, journalist Sarah Kerchak's autistic traits enhance her work through intense focus and unconventional approaches, despite facing social and sensory challenges. Forward-thinking companies now recognize neurodiversity as a competitive advantage. Different minds question assumptions, see unique patterns, and drive innovation, making these divergent perspectives essential in today's complex world. Traditional mental health approaches often pathologize differences instead of embracing them as natural variations in human experience. For neurodivergent individuals, wellness means finding environments and practices that align with their neurological makeup. When clients realize their sensitivity isn't a flaw, but a feature of their nervous system, everything changes, explains therapist Grace Maloney. Suddenly, they can work with their sensitivity rather than fighting against it. Understanding one's sensory profile is crucial for well-being. Lisa Quad's research shows how bodily awareness affects anxiety levels, emphasizing the importance of physical self-awareness for neurodivergent individuals. Through a neurodiversity lens, medication serves to support rather than fix, helping modulate sensory experiences or enhance executive function while preserving neurodivergent identity. Workplace inclusion requires practical steps, introducing neurodiversity in orientations, creating diverse working spaces, and fostering open mental health discussions. These measures reduce stigma and enable neurodivergent individuals to contribute their talents. Chris Cole advocates merging neurodiversity with mental health care, promoting acceptance over normalization, especially for those with intersecting identities like LGBTQ+ neurodivergent individuals. The neurodiversity movement suggests that by honoring neurological differences rather than pathologizing them, we can create more effective, humane approaches to mental health for everyone. The evolutionary perspective suggests sensitivity and neurodivergence have persisted because they serve valuable functions. Sensitive individuals excel at detecting threats, understanding complex social dynamics, and creating innovative solutions, acting as early warning systems for environmental changes. Occupational therapists help people manage sensory challenges through tools like weighted blankets, noise-canceling headphones, and regulatory movement patterns. These approaches help individuals navigate a world not designed for their sensory needs. Research shows how neurodivergent women's perspectives may represent evolutionary advantages rather than pathologies. In our complex modern world, these sensitive, pattern-detecting, deeply focused minds offer unique value. The current paradigm shift questions whether these neurological differences should be seen as disorders at all, rather than natural variations that benefit both individuals and communities. Embracing neurodiversity rather than suppressing it may unlock solutions to previously intractable problems.